The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Missed any of the show, grab the podcast.
Free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com. iTunes or on the Stitcher app. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
So I finished, no spoiler alerts in case anybody watches the show, but I finished the second season of Dead to Me, and they previewed the third season by saying they die of old age because they're not going to make it. They're not going to make any new ones for 5 to 10 years. And then by the time it comes out and they promo it, Christina Applegate, and I can't remember the brunette chick's name. She's gorgeous. They're both hot, obviously. They'll be old ladies, and they're dead. So, because we've talked about these shows. That's a pussy. I know you haven't started on it yet, but
I finished it up last night.
No. We're in the middle of the third season the fourth season of Billions, right?
Yeah, fourth or fifth, actually.
Yeah, whatever. And I know it's not. I know they were re-upped. So when this ends, God, that's the kind of show with really famous actors like that. Yeah, we might see that 7 years from now.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we forgot about that show. Let's go. Let's get the gang back together. This show's live every day through the pandemic, in the studio. I must tell people, by the way, wearing our mask when we pee. So this other stuff, it's going away. And stuff like that doesn't work on Zoom,
I hope the writers are at least still trying to stay busy.
Right.
Because you can do that now.
Right.
So that when things are opened up, okay, we got some stuff to make here.
Oh, they got to be doing that. Obviously,
I hope.
Everybody's writing. But once again, what are you going to do? When can they kiss, When can they kiss?
They're doing that.
You want to see the love scenes.
Like animated stuff.
Well, yeah, there'll be a ton of that. That hasn't stopped. Animation hasn't stopped.
Right. I think there will
be. So we're probably going to see one whole year of Family Guy new ones, maybe.
There's going to be
up for it. That'd be great, actually.
A glut of that.
Yeah, of different ones.
For a while.
But, fathers are not really that funny, I mean, some, I'll try. I really don't try out too much new animation anymore because it's a variation on basically The Simpsons or The Family Guy. I'm not a big Simpsons guy, but obviously if it wasn't for Simpsons, Family Guy wouldn't exist. I like South Park too. Those kind of shows they stand out. Some of the other stuff just go, here's a redneck character coming in, Like I gave that one with Kristen Wiig the first episode. I said that was unnecessary.
Well, I hear people talk about Rick and Morty.
Craig really likes that, but I don't.
BoJack Horseman is supposed to be good.
There's a lot of those out there. I'm just saying that none of them grab the attention that. They pay $100 million contracts like The Simpsons and The Family Guy.
Yeah.
And obviously, well, and even South Park.
Even The Simpsons, I punted on that 10 years ago.
I punted on that. I'm ashamed.
At least.
The boss would get mad. I could tell you how old I was when I punted on that.
as edgy.
It's a 40-year series.
Not as edgy as a Family Guy. Once you get into Family Guy or South Park even.
Yeah, you're right.
The Simpsons seems so tame.
The Simpsons
really vanilla.
Yeah.
I mean,
my shorts, right?
Granted, they kicked the door open for the rest of
in the late 80s.
Right, the edgy animation.
30 years ago.
That we actually like.
And it's always on. You can always find Simpsons reruns.
Right.
But do you ever click on them?
No. Because I really wasn't, even when it was really, really huge when you were a little kid, I was not a, I watched it, it's funny, I get it, but, you know, I was, you know, once Family Guy in it and just broke all those rules by making it dirtier, sexier, everything about Family Guy just blew up that show completely.
Yeah, I think you can still watch every Simpsons episode ever on, like, FXX.
And age 5 years, probably. Yeah.
And one of the streaming services has them all.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Richard, actor Richard Kind is going to phone the program. Also a comedian buddy, also an actor, T.J. Miller. And Bob Saget. That's a big Friday right there.
That's good.
It's Friday.
Craig will be happy
Something
to hear
Something to look
that.
Forward to.
Craig will be happy to hear. Other people will be talking.
Yeah. I woke up this morning thinking, yay. No, I didn't really say yay, it's Friday. I woke up with... Oh, it's Friday. All right.
Yeah, Fridays to me
are just another day, except I get to sleep in.
It's just kind of weird when I go home on a Friday.
Yeah.
That's the oddest time of the week for me because...
Because you know that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
It's like usually...
In general, that's it.
You have... Everybody has plans for the weekend. And it's like...
Well, we're going to go to the Ozarks this weekend,
okay, good.
Yeah. And just because, you know, they'll be just as busy down there this weekend. So speaking of people that are afraid of tracing stuff, I saw this whole, I didn't realize they could do this. Of course, I should have realized that. I was watching the local news. They go to this other guy who's some sort of special reporter. I'm sure it's an ABC thing. I can't tell if it's locally produced or not. He does a pretty good job. What they did was they got a hold of all, since they're worried about the outbreak across the country because of the Lake of the Ozarks and also Ocean City, Maryland. They're the two they concentrated on yesterday. They just pinged everybody's phone.
They tracked people, didn't they?
Yeah, they pinged everybody's phone, and they just have all these blue lights around the Ozarks, and they show over the next 2 or 3 days where they all went. And Omaha was a huge place. Kansas City was bigger than Omaha when it came to people coming, but still a bunch was in Omaha.
Wichita? Did they have Wichita?
Wichita, Des Moines, and then it spread all over the country, basically. But basically, they were the big hotspots. And so they know. They know where these people went. So... if you have a cell phone, they know where the hell you're at anyway.
Yeah.
If, as long as it's on, it's a ping. It's a ping somewhere. I mean, they might not know. So they were telling, and then the guy followed up the story by saying, everybody that was down there, you need the 14-day quarantine. Give me a break. These idiots aren't going to quarantine.
Of course they're not. If they were the type to quarantine, they wouldn't have gone in the first place.
Right.
So these people are not going to comply.
They did the same thing for anybody listening back east. They did the same thing in Ocean City, Maryland. They did the boardwalk and all these people partying down there. And then I know for a fact, because I go there a lot over in the summers, they just spread out all through the East Coast when they left town, you know, and even in the Midwest. They talked about a lot of people stopping to get gas in Illinois, driving across the country. They show all these. It was pretty amazing. See all the pings that left the Ozarks there. It was kind of scared the hell out of me. Yeah.
All over, at least the Midwest.
It was totally and solid numbers everywhere.
Kansas City, Omaha,
Des Moines,
Chicago.
Yeah, Topeka. 8 inches from Topeka, right there. All right, we got guests today, we mentioned. We're going to have some fun with these guys. We're going to try some of T.J. Miller's hot sauce when he's on the phone with us, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was his idea.
Todd
not tell
volunteered
that.
For the ghost pepper.
Yeah, I'll try the effing ghost pepper S, whatever whatever the label is on that.
I think the diet one and the Chipotle one will probably be pretty easy, and then the gangster heat and the effing intense ghost pepper type S, it's probably going to blow your head off.
Yeah, I'll give that a little shot.
Yeah, so, effing intense ghost pepper type S. Yeah, right, that's it. I wish I could say all that on the air, but, you know. We have a pandemic, so we can't swear anymore.
The Judy character on Dead to Me is Linda Cardellini.
I've seen her for years
on a lot
of shows, and I know you didn't see Bloodline, but she's a great role in that. It's a three That's a three-season thing. You got to watch that on Netflix.
She was one of the moms in those two Daddy's Home movies that Will Ferrell.
Yeah, you mentioned that. I never saw those movies.
Will Ferrell and Mark Wahlberg did, and she was also in some of the Avengers stuff, too.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that. I just know her serious
But that character
roles.
Has a lesbian lover, and the actress's name
What is her? I've seen her before.
Natalie Morales.
I've seen her before in other things. I can't remember what I've seen her in, because she's familiar looking. Yeah, she's exotic, don't you think?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's got almost cartoonish kind of features.
Yeah, but still hot.
She's hot.
Yeah.
I'm sure she'd
love to hear that. I know what you're trying to talk about. She's different, but she's sexy hot.
Right.
I shouldn't say she's still pretty. I get you what you mean.
Her lips are big. Ooh. Her nose is big.
Yeah.
Her face is kind of flat. Yeah. Her eyes are big. But
she's hot.
She is.
Although she's totally hot.
Todd, you watched that show with Timothy Oliphant and Drew Barrymore, the
Santa Clarita Diet.
Santa Clarita Diet. She was the cop next door
in that show.
That's where I recognized her from.
Okay, right.
And I saw her in something else.
I didn't watch that show. I want to know where I've seen her. She stopped on that show. Whatever, you haven't seen it. You know, we're just busy watching.
That's where I've seen her before.
Right, that's dead to me.
It's
a good show. It's two seasons and they're over and... So you got plenty of time to catch up because the next one will be 8 years from now.
I think it's done. Have you watched it? I think it's wrapped up.
No, I don't think so at all.
They left it wide open for a third season.
It's totally wide open because that just makes – I can't get into the details.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, but the ending is wide open for another season.
Everybody's alive in that scene.
True.
Yeah.
I guess you're right.
Yeah. Richard Kind, T.J. Miller, and Bob Saget all today. The usuals, Nick, Craig, whole gang's here. Friday, right?
Yeah, Lynn Dog should be showing up anytime.
No.
No, he's not?
Non-essential.
No.
Nobody's allowed in the building. Nobody. We'll see. We'll see LD in a couple.
I didn't take my temperature yet.
Right.
Is that cool? Or should I not say that?
You should probably go take your temperature.
I couldn't work that thing yesterday.
Just to jump through the hoop.
Yeah, so it wouldn't turn. And the day before, it buzzed for me. Yesterday, it didn't buzz for me.
Yeah, because...
So I put it in anally, so you should wash that off first.
I'm going to get skewed results.
It's really thick, man.
That's not how that one works.
Yeah.
My hat's been on for like an hour now. So I'm gonna be running a little hot.
Let's see. All right. Greg's next.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.